And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said North Korea has expressed its desire for complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and is not seeking conditions. However, U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said there's more on the table for talks than just North Korea weapon programs. Sagar Magani has more.
At a news conference with Japan's prime minister, the president says the U.S. is also working hard to free three Americans detained in North Korea, though he did not directly say whether freeing them is a precondition to meeting Kim. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Despite frequent assurances that they continue to enjoy a warm friendship, U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, over the course of 2 days of talks, apparently failed to bridge significant differences on major trade issues. Trump declared his discussions with Abe extremely productive, but few details of success have emerged. For the first time in nearly 60 years, a Castro will not lead Cuba. First Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel has been named the new president and replaces Raúl Castro as the nation's leader. Andrew Otazo of the Cuba Study Group says it's unlikely that the appointment will bring immediate change to the communist-ruled country.
We'll see how things turn out within the medium term, but I don't see a big groundswell of support within the Cuban government for expanded human rights, for instance.
Raúl Castro will still lead the Communist Party, so he won't be completely removed from the nation's political system. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. Thursday, a UN convoy left Damascus's Four Seasons Hotel, where experts from the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog are believed to be staying. It's not clear whether the team had headed to Douma for a fact-finding mission that was previously disrupted after assailants opened fire at the team visiting the site of a suspected chemical weapons attack. Inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons have been waiting since Saturday to visit Douma, the site of the alleged April 7th attack. China's Ministry of Commerce spokesman Gao Feng said Beijing hoped not to see an escalation of U.S.-China trade friction, but that Beijing has prepared for all possibilities. He added that China would fight back resolutely and to the end should the U.S. continue its current course. Gao also added that the two sides have not started any bilateral negotiations on the possibility of U.S. tariffs on 1,300 Chinese goods under the 301 investigation, which authorized those tariffs. The European Union said it could impose further sanctions on Venezuela if it believes democracy is being undermined, after its president called for elections next month and that the main opposition party has said it will boycott. Jeff Custer has that story.
Venezuela has tumbled into an economic and social crisis. Maduro, who blames the downturn on an economic war led by the opposition and the United States, is seeking re-election in a vote on May 20th. The main opposition coalition is boycotting the vote, and the country's two most popular opposition leaders have been banned from competing. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told regional leaders that more must be done to isolate Maduro and that Washington would not stand idly by as the country crumbles. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Federal transportation authorities are expressing concern after Tuesday's destructive engine failure on a Southwest Airlines jet. Mike Gracia has more.
Federal regulators are racing to find out if Tuesday's failure of an engine on a Southwest Airlines jet that led to a passenger death and an emergency landing signals a wider problem. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says the engine involved has been a workhorse, but
if we feel that this is a deeper issue, we have the capability to issue urgent safety recommendations.
I'm Mike Gracia.
A Myanmar minister expressed concerns on Thursday about very poor conditions in Rohingya refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh and said repatriation of the Muslim minority should start as soon as possible due to the coming monsoon season. The United Nations and rights groups say a Myanmar military operation in the country's northwest in August has sent nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims fleeing into Bangladesh. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1.